One of the rights afforded to all of us accused in criminal prosecutions is counsel. The assistance of counsel is a right we have as part of the Sixth Amendment in the U.S. Constitution. Here in Western Washington, the man at the helm of federal public defense is Tom Hillier. He's currently serving his eighth four-year term as chief federal public defender in Seattle. 32 years of public defense here. Thank you for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you, Steve. It's an honor.
But are you counting down the days?
I actually am. I wasn't until sequestration, but I've suddenly found some motivation to find that end game.
Now, I've been reading about that. Sequestration last year. How did it affect your office?
Well, we lost four lawyers and two paralegals that we cannot replace because our budget is down that much. And in addition to that, everybody on the staff except some of our lower salary staff took a 10-day furlough. So everybody lost two full days or two full weeks of pay.
You also said that those lawyers you lost were good lawyers, and that's a loss.
Yes. We lost a brain trust, really. They came from Harvard, Columbia, University of Chicago, and the fourth is escaping me, but all just top at Berkeley, just top flight people and the sort of people you want to have in your office. So it's a brain drain. Plus, you know, we're all scrambling to cover for the vacancies that they've left.
And those cuts are still in place, and we could face more cuts. You could face more cuts next year.
We're looking at another 5% for what we have been told. We're going to lose another 5% for this year unless they get out of sequestration, right?
What does that mean for the people you serve? How do they feel that?
Well, the people that we serve don't feel it directly. We just keep pounding away. One of the ironies of all of this is, as you can imagine, if we don't have enough lawyers to handle the caseload we currently have, then we don't take as many cases. So those cases go to private lawyers who do it for an hourly fee that ends up with the government paying more for services by virtue of cutting our office salaries and or staff and expenses. So it's we're hoping that Congress will see that this doesn't make a heck of a lot of sense and get back to work to full fund.
Well, I can see how that absurdity might have you counting the days.
We actually even truly. But the absurdity, it's impacted even both sides of the aisles. It's just not a good thing. So,
can you explain to us who are you defending and what is this office?
Right, the federal public defender represents only people who are charged with federal crime, people who are financially unable to afford their own lawyer. And, of course, that means 90% of the people who are in federal court get public defenders, federal defenders, or appointed counsel. Here in Western Washington, we have a wonderful range of cases because we have so many federal enclaves or jurisdictions, like the national parks, the Indian reservations, military. We got an international border. We have a high seas port of entry. So we get a lot of weird crime compared to places like Omaha, Nebraska. We get, endangered species cases or smuggling cases of all sorts from Canada. But the grist of the mill are economic crimes, federal economic crimes, immigration cases, drug cases, firearm cases.
You've had some infamous clients. Ahmed Rassam?
Yes.
The Millennium Bomber?
Correct.
You worked with him? You defended him?
I did.
Or represented him?
Right.
I know defending him is different.
Yeah.
And then Stella Nickel, she was cyanide and Excedrin tablets.
Correct.
Most of the people, though, outside of headlines, do those headline raising crimes, do they do something different for you? Do you see them differently?
I don't. I just use the phrase "no comment" more often than I typically do in my life. Yeah, every client I have, his or her case is the most important case there is because liberty is at stake. So, and some of the cases I have that are not headliners are just hugely interesting for any number of reasons. So, the headliners don't necessarily become number one.
The interest keeps you going, huh?
Oh,
these are interesting things.
Yeah, I mean, it's a gas to do. Every case has a story. Your client's in trouble, and you're trying to figure out why and how did you get there, and how can we keep that from happening in the future, short of putting them in jail forever. So that's sort of the goal.
Do you know how many cases you handle each year as a federal public defender?
My office handles about 1,500 cases a year. So that's where we are right now. We've been as high as 2,000 in the past, and right now we're at about 1,500.
What's the difference between what you do and what a King County public defender does? Just the courts, right?
Yeah, that's the, you know, I call them the real public defenders. The public defender's office in King County does most of the crime. They do the street crime, the, you know, what you typically think of as a crime, you know, your burglary, your robbery, your typical murders. Those all happen in, you know, the jurisdiction of the state or the county. So they're getting the bulk of the cases. We have a very small percentage of the cases that actually go through the criminal justice system. They have to be federal cases, either on federal property or impacting interstate commerce.
You may say they do the real crime, but you didn't. You're not working for them. You're a chief federal public defender, so you must like what you're confronting as well.
Oh yeah, I mean, as I said earlier, we actually get a wide range of cases, and tremendously interesting because of that. We get the types of cases that you don't normally see in federal court, like murders and assaults, because of the jurisdictions that we have in this district.
Tom Hillier is the chief federal public defender. He's been on the job for 32 years. Why didn't you go into private practice?
Well, I
make tons of money.
Yeah. You do give up some income by becoming a public defender. When I was in law school, I was fortunate enough to be an intern in the Spokane County Public Defender's Office, and it bit me. I lit my fire. I just wanted to do that and was never able to really shake free. So it was a matter of passion and a desire to try to sort of breathe some life into that notion of equal access to justice. And also the stories were just interesting. Yeah.
How does that feel, that notion of equal access to justice, to you after all these years?
Well, it's a difficult notion to achieve because funding public defense isn't exactly a priority with governments. So in the larger scheme of things, as I say, the real public defenders downtown, they don't get the money they need to handle the cases that they do. So it's hard. In federal court, we have fewer cases and we are better resourced. So you do have the opportunity to work your tail off for these people, and they are very grateful. They walk into our office thinking, I wanted a lawyer, but I got you, and they leave saying, wow, thank you very much, and it's a pretty cool feeling.
Different administrations have different priorities. As for the chief federal public defenders, what's this administration's priority?
Well, that's a great question, and it's true. Every administration has a different take on how to enforce federal law. This administration is very tuned into human trafficking. And so we are seeing more of that kind of case than we ever have. And sexual assaults, they're very aggressive about prosecuting them off of the Indian reservations, where in the past sometimes they would, sometimes they wouldn't. This administration has sort of deprioritized some things that are important too, like illegal reentry immigration cases. But the main area that we're seeing is human trafficking and amp up there. Economic crimes, white-collar crimes are a priority, especially in this district.
Are you going to see, or have you seen, some difference in prosecutions because of the change in the marijuana laws?
Well, we're seeing few of them here in Western Washington. And that's a good thing. Yeah, I think probably the best thing about the change in the law here is that people who shouldn't go to prison aren't going to prison now because they're not being prosecuted. But, Eric Holder, of course, Attorney General Holder, came out with a policy that he wasn't going to pursue those cases in the states of Washington and Colorado unless they were very flagrant abuses.
Tom Hillier is our guest. He's Chief Federal Public Defender for Western Washington. So there's going to be a bill that would allow judges not to use sentencing guidelines. They could have a little more flexibility, is my understanding. Is that right?
There is a bill that has been proposed in Congress. It hasn't hit the floor yet, but it has several sponsors. And what it would do is give judges the authority to, for reasons that they put on the record, to go outside of a mandatory minimum, say, no, I'm not going to do it in this case because it doesn't make any sense. And that would be a huge step forward. Oh, yeah. I mean, the mandatory minimum laws, which mean that a judge cannot go below a particular sentence, and typically they start at 5 years and go on up, means that a judge in a case where there is a five-year mandatory, even if there are powerful extenuating circumstances, cannot go below that level. So many, many people are going to jail because they're not getting individualized justice. So that's the main point, is that it's not individual justice. It's sort of one size fits all, and it's created overpopulation of our prison system.
Yeah, there's a lot more things to talk about. Maybe when you have more time, you'll come back. We'll talk more. But you're a Grateful Dead fan.
That's true. I don't know.
Gone to some Grateful Dead. Any favorite Grateful Dead songs? I don't know if we're gonna. Or we have. I'm gonna see which one they're gonna pick to play it. But I just thought I'd ask you.
Well, I like "Friend of the Devil."
Yeah. Well, there you go. And I bet you get called that sometimes.
Yeah, often. Right.
All right, sir. Thanks for your service. I appreciate you talking to us too,
Steve. It's been great being here. Thank you very much.
Tom Hillier is the Chief Federal Public Defender. This is The Record.